A man stood as I entered. My jaw went slack and my mouth fell open. Like that first plunge on a roller coaster, my stomach flipped, and then dropped with the free fall. Kimberly had mentioned Hunter Carlyle was attractive. Incredibly gorgeous, she had said. She had grossly understated his appearance. He had a strong jaw, high cheekbones, and straight nose. A top-dollar tailored suit swathed the muscular V of his torso, leading down to trim hips and solid thighs. His delicious bedroom eyes, hooded as though in the throes of ecstasy, were a deep, bottomless brown, entrancing. Confidence and charisma oozed from his powerful body, melting my bones. His masculinity did not ask me to yield, but demanded it. On shaking legs, threatening to buckle, I walked closer with a lump in my throat. I didn't dare speak. It would only come out in a warbled mess.
Olivia?
He asked, his keen gaze rooting me to the floor. I struggled to take a breath.
Olivia Johnston, correct?
He asked. Yes, I whispered, something hot and fiery settling deep into my core.
Take a seat.
He moved around his desk with the grace of a dancer and stood behind one of the large chairs, as though pulling it out for me. Walking like the Tin Man with rusty hinges, I crossed the distance and took the proffered seat, getting a whiff of his aftershave. I closed my eyes, savoring the mouth-watering elixir. Unbidden wetness blossomed between my thighs. Suddenly, I knew exactly what Kimberly had been talking about, exactly why she'd flushed every time she mentioned his name. I knew why gorgeous, high-powered women lined up for a job, probably way under their pay grade and professional level. It was to be close to Hunter Carlyle. I glanced up into those sexy, smoldering eyes and just stared. I didn't know what came next, but I was pretty sure I needed a moment to get ready for it.
Did you bring your resume?
Mr. Carlyle asked. Yes, of course, I stammered, picking it off the ground where it had fluttered after my fingers lost their grip. The sheet trembled as I handed it across the desk. He stared at me quietly for a moment, before his gaze dipped to the page. He dropped the page to his desk and resumed his scrutiny of me.
Tell me,
he started in a deep voice that vibrated down my spine and tickled parts of me that were distinctly feminine.
Why would a Stanford grad, in a sought-after field, turn up in my office, applying for an admin role?
I willed saliva into my mouth to cure the sudden dryness. As you see, I pointed a shaky finger at his desktop where my resume lay. I graduated 5 months ago. I've been diligently searching for work, but at the moment, there aren't opportunities for those without experience, however great the school I graduated from. The words sounded professional, but my tone was much too wispy. The sheen of sweat on my face screamed uncomfortable, or more correctly, turned on. I was out of control without a clue how to fix matters. His gaze traveled my face and then grazed my body. When he was once again looking into my eyes, he said,
"The economy is lagging at present. You're unlucky in your timing."
I've come to that realization, I heard myself say. The words were like an echo from someone else, wobbly and distorted. I was not in charge of my linguistics. I only hoped he attributed it to nervousness.
Olivia?
What was that? I blurted. Humor sparked in his eyes.
I said, would you be open to tasks outside of that strictly administrative? I have a variety of projects that come through this office, or that need overseeing.
Yes, of course.
And hours? Do you have a preference?
A blush crept up my face as heat saturated my body. No, I'm always available, I said in a breathy voice I did not recognize. Get a grip!